98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. All five candidates competing for two seats on the Oshkosh Area School District Board of Education gathered to express their views on several topics during a League of Women Voters of Winnebago County panel discussion Tuesday night. Incumbent Barb Herzog.
Why am I running? Basically, I'm running for students. I believe that all students need to be successful, no matter what their background.
Challenger Paul Molitor.
I believe in fostering an education environment that respects traditional values. It promotes academic excellence and encourages personal involvement in our schools.
Mallory Schneider-Birschbach.
But my biggest passion will always be advocacy, especially pertaining to public education, special education, and anything to support and uplift others in the community.
Jeffrey Watts.
I want to be transparent. I want to get more parents involved. I often wonder why Mallory and I are often the only parents that repetitively show up to board meetings. I want to engage the community.
And Jacob Wolf.
We need clear communication, accountability for every dollar spent, and a focus on the foundations. To me, that means prioritizing students' math and literacy, supporting our teachers so they can focus on instruction, and ensuring a safe learning environment for all staff and students.
Candidates were asked about a myriad of topics, from closing the achievement gap for economically disadvantaged students to gender inclusivity. The primary election will be held February 17th. The field of candidates will be reduced from 5 to 4, and the runoff election will be on April 7th. For links to view the complete panel discussion and other information, see our story at WISS.FM. $6.5 million in direct support for projects across Northeast Wisconsin are part of a bipartisan government funding bill passed by the Senate Appropriations Committee recently. A press release from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin said the funding package includes support for 4 projects in Northeast Wisconsin. $125,000 for Skaanikulot Incorporated to preserve and expand community access to the endangered Oneida language. $1 million for the Boys and Girls Club Fox Valley to support mental and behavioral health issues, with emphasis on at-risk youth. $5 million for the Green Bay Metro Fire Department to build a new fire station, and $480,000 for Veterans First of NEW for the construction of affordable housing. The bill still needs to be signed by President Donald Trump. After 17 years on the force, Menasha Police Chief Nick Thorne has decided to step down. Thorne submitted his resignation effective March 2nd this week. A press release from the city said the decision came after, quote, much reflection on the increasing demands of his position, end quote, and to give his family and the city the level of attention they deserve. The city of Menasha will announce the details of the selection process for a new chief at a later date. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. If it's adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated those privacy rights. Democratic state lawmakers have also introduced separate legislation that would allow residents to file a lawsuit over privacy violations in state court, regardless of whether the subject of that lawsuit is a state or federal government agency. That proposed bill is currently being reviewed in committee. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and Senate in 2 consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal judge to grant her an acquittal or a new trial following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed the request last week, claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this year as the case continues through post-trial motions. You have to admit, it would make a different kind of Valentine's Day date, but on February 14th, the Lake Winnebago System sturgeon spearing season kicks off. It'll continue until March 1st or until the harvest caps are met. Last year's season lasted 16 days with only 943 sturgeon harvested, the largest of which was 180.5 pounds. Visit the DNR website for information about season regulations and updates. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Can the Bucks make it three in a row? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are at home again tomorrow night. They'll host the last-place Indiana Pacers. The Bucks with a 141-137 overtime win over the Pelicans last night. Kevin Porter Jr. with 18 points, back after missing six games with a strained oblique.
Yeah, I mean, I've been out. It's been a tricky year individually with my health, and I've been on and off the court. So I definitely just been fighting to get back and trying to stay available for my guys so we can continue to build.
NFL, we're at Super Bowl 60 all week here in San Francisco, and I caught up with Jordan Love last night at a youth football game. I asked Love if he wants more ownership, the offense, heading into his fourth year as the starting quarterback.
More ownership of the offense? I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of the offense and what we do, and definitely have a lot of say in what we do, and I think me and Matt are on the same page with what we're trying to get done. I feel very comfortable with what we do as an offense, and I think we have a great system.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some light snow on the way today, maybe even a little freezing drizzle mixed in at some point. It's not going to be a lot, less than an inch, but enough to make things a little slick. Our high today, 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, more light snow with a low of 26. Tomorrow, a little more light snow, mostly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.